Om Shanti. Can we please give Sister Mohini a hearty welcome? And she will do Murali revision from Baba's Avyakt Murali last night.
Om Shanti. Happy Holi. Happy Holi. Did anyone count how many times Baba said congratulations? Some said 26 times. Some said about 50 times. Right? We congratulate Baba and Baba congratulates us. Congratulations for what? For being holy. Because generally we say happy holy. Lot of connection of holiness and happiness. When you are holy, you are happy. When there is lack of purity, then there is no happiness. So, congratulations to all of you from Baba and Baba's love. Baba says Baba love every child. And in love, He shares blessings. But when Baba talked about purity or holiness, Baba says purity in your thoughts, purity in your words, purity in actions, purity in context and relationships. It means a lot, right? And since last night I am connecting purity more with one of the step which Baba says, holy means past is past. Holy, it's gone. Holy, purity, holy means past is past. Holy means let go. It's past now. Because the thought and our actions and our every minute when you have thoughts, it shouldn't be preconditioned. When thought comes, I look at a person and I have heard that you are brilliant or you are less brilliant or whatever, you will find that whole thought is attached with that attitude. Every thought. Really, when you check that where from this thought is coming, you were like this, you did like this. Is there any thought where you find that you are completely, it's completely pure thought, it's not preconditioned? That is where actually even the sanskars emerge, you know. Any kind of fear comes, doubt comes, concerns come. All that is really coming is from your sanskars and they are being expressed in the thoughts. So I'm creating thoughts, but with thought this impurity, subtle impurity, which might not be impurity in a big way, but also it's not pure because it has something adulterated from the past. And I was thinking that any time, I think if we really check most of the time, so that purity in thought, pure thought is a new thought, is a holy thought, it's not conditioned. Are you looking at your thoughts? But that also sometimes doesn't allow us to be at the moment and have trust. Subtle doubts might come. Will this happen? Will it happen? It's not happen. What happens? Somewhere this whole bundle of feelings are connected with the thought. And then intellect connects with the thought. It's some reasoning. So that's why there are many practices, but one of the practice of which I picked within these 2-3 days from one of the Murli, Baba says, stay in Swadharma. What's your true religion? So on one side, past is past, but other side, what should be the quality of my thought? A pure thought means unadulterated thought. And then also, if we really take care of thoughts at that level where past is completely forgotten, yes, what you need to remember, what you need to connect, it emerges, but not every thought. And that's where really the quality of purity. You are like this? No. You should be like this? No. Because you should be like this, also some expectations are there. So how to make, as Baba said, in golden age, it will be neutral stage. So how do we make our thoughts very positive, pure, and also neutral? I have this experience with dadis when they have to decide something. So generally it happens, this one says, this is right, other one says, no, this is right, then third one says, this is not right. And I find that dadis stay so neutral. Many, many decisions they make, I find that they really make it from that neutral stage. So unadulterated thoughts and neutral judgment in the sense of very, very, coming from very pure reasoning, where both sides can benefit. If you are able to help one and if you are not able to help other. So holy, combined holy, holy and holy. So forget now, holy. And same then will happen with the purity of words, right? What are pure words? Pure words are always the words of knowledge. Whenever you will have conversation, whenever you will speak, there will be some words you're sharing actually in your words are reflections. Knowledge-based words, understanding-based words. Mama had this quality of her words were anyone, you know, we all make small, big mistakes, so Mama had to explain to us, and Mama will say, this is what Baba explains us. She will never say, you should do, this is what I feel, never. Mama never used word I. She always say, Baba has taught us, Baba has given us this blessing, Baba has, you know. So through words, always connecting with Baba and knowledge, always. And same is actions. No action should go waste. So purity in thought, words and actions. And then Baba said, connections and relationships. Now we are in connection, right? We are always in connection with each other. But there should be that total purity in our connection. Because all of us, from our past lives, because of body consciousness, then in vices, so there is always this karmic bondage. of some kind or other. That is why adjustment, tolerance, recognition of either. It's like there are so many, as I said, then we say, oh, this is karmic account, so this one doesn't get along with this one. But how, you know, that purity here could be soul consciousness. That should be able to clear our, when we make contact with someone, it shouldn't have any negativity or differences. So contact and relationships. So I was thinking that yes, one is to be viceless, another is not holding anything towards anyone. That quality of purity when we have, and then also creating pure thoughts. Some thoughts are there, then we also create thoughts. Then also Baba said, very, you know, few words Baba said, you all should be experiencing success as your birthright. What is our birthright? According to yesterday's only. Generally we will say my inheritance is peace, happiness, love. But I was thinking yesterday the way Baba said. Our success is? Yes. And what is that success? What is our success? Say it. No vices. Our birthright is to be complete like Baba. I start seeing success more, not like I do a program, I do something, I'm always successful. But that's Baba's task, no, why it won't be successful. I can't take really credits for that. It's Karan Karaman Har Baba. He does it through me, I'm instrument. There is success. Oh, yesterday I was not thinking success as I did programs, so I'm successful. I did this, I'm successful. But success, final success is, I become like Baba. That's my final success. So when I become like Baba, in other words, the success is I'm able to follow Father. At this time in my life, I will look at success as that I am able to be complete like Baba. That's why we came here, no? That's my birthright. You understand? Do you connect? You agree? Like Brahma Baba. Because when we come in the beginning, we always look at short-term, long-term success in a very external way. But for me, I at this time, and I am sure that each one of you must be thinking of, is my stage coming close to that completeness? So that's my birthright, to be like Baba. That's my success. And of course follow Brahma Baba, because if you follow Shiv Baba, yes, being incorporeal but then in the body, life according to Srimad, based on Srimad proper, Srimad is actually my success. I am able to do. Whatever Baba says, I am able to do, that's my success. Or I am able to be, that is my success. Generally we see success as I said, attainment. More of doing something, I am successful. But since yesterday I had been thinking that what Baba meant now, you know, in the end he said you have to be like Father. So when I am thinking, when I am speaking, when I am doing something, then if I am following Brahma Bhava, following Srimad, and that means I am becoming that. So purity, past is past, birthright, success is to be like Baba. And that's actually what stayed with me. And when I was reading Murali a few times here, there. Because I always think that when he's saying something, he's taking us forward, no? He won't say same thing. He's taking us forward. So our thinking also should be, what's my next step? So even Baba had been telling us that yes, we have to be like Father, but yesterday I saw it as my success. And it's very good to remind yourself that that is success, so that you are not caught up into external. Or even if you are doing lot of service, you see how much I have become like Baba while doing service. That's the ultimate success. If I am doing lot of service but my nature, my sanskars are not like Baba, then one is giving talk, other is bestowing fortune, bestowing this, bestowing that, quality of bestowing which Baba called blessings. So I receive blessings and I give blessings. I receive blessing and I give blessing. I receive knowledge, I give knowledge. Yes, that we have to do. But according to Baba, what is Baba? Baba said, you are knowledgeful. What more knowledge you need now? Everyone has lot of knowledge. Even yesterday you have read Murali and said, yes, I know this. So I was spent few minutes with Adi Gulza. So what children need? They need love, they need blessings, and that's what Baba had been sharing, because everyone has knowledge. No, Baba said, you are knowledgeful. So there are two things. One is to sustain yourself through knowledge, other is to sustain yourself through blessings. When you sustain through knowledge, you could be a good effort maker. And when you sustain yourself through blessings, then you are image of attainments. So should I be image of attainment or image of first effort maker? So one image is first effort maker, other image is of attainments. What would you want to be? Image of attainment? Yes? No one is saying yes. Yes, no. So that people look at us saying, oh, this one has fortune, this seems to be wise, this seems to be attainments. Knowledge can help intellect, but attainment touches hearts. So how do we, whatever we do, give, is actually becomes blessing for everyone's life. And it's very simple. Once we had a very big program in New York, and I remember it was in when there was this year of peace, I think in 86 or something. You were there, right, Morni? I remember, right? You were there in New York? No? So there was some difficulties with the program. So both Daris came, Dariji and Dari Janaki. Both Daris were there and we couldn't really have proper program. It's 2 days left. So we indirectly told Dari, this is happening. Oh, so going to be okay, it's going to be okay. I said, they don't know reality. But I said, I'm not going to think, I'm going to think the way they think. So I came with the team and I keep telling them, everything will be okay, everything will be okay. And really everything starts Like yesterday Baba said, even what is not seems to be working out. But if you keep saying success is my birthday, it will happen. So this is how the blessing is something, is what you believe and then you do it, then your words. They only said it will be okay, and really it became okay. We were having program, we called singers. Somebody said, I want $5,000, $10,000. And we don't charge, so we don't pay, no? We don't charge for the hall, means people for entry ticket. So we told them we don't charge, so we don't, can't afford all these big things, big amounts. But only mantra I used is, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And within 2 days, everything which was not working started working. I have so many times, but what happens? We get so affected. What will happen? Then who will do it? Then what's going to happen? Then this might happen, that might happen. We keep speculations, right? But not that trust, not creating that energy. So yesterday when Baba said, keep saying success is my birthright, that's like reminding yourself, and that awareness has power. Creating that awareness will bring the power, create the energy, move things forward. So it's really what Baba was saying about blessings. So every morning, remind yourself of your blessings. All knowledge is actually blessing, but still. Whole day we churn knowledge, repeat points. But for a quite long time I had been doing just blessings also. What is today's blessing? It's not you need some special blessing. Every word is Baba's blessing, but I have to be embodiment of that awareness of that blessing. Someone was saying, how do I trust this blessing? I say, you have that quality in you. That means you can do it. And because you have that quality, you have blessing, but keep reminding yourself so that blessing can work. If there is blessing, but I am not using that blessing by creating awareness. And then I said, somebody said, Baba told me this will happen, but it didn't happen. Baba's blessing didn't work. I said, Baba's blessing will work, but your awareness, you didn't create that awareness. Some effort has to be done. Baba says, child, you are star of success. So anytime I do something, I have to remind myself, I am star of success. But if I am not doing it, then blessing won't work. You know, some do say, I give to Baba, but it doesn't go. Baba doesn't take. So main effort really is to create that awareness constantly of this one Baba said, this one Baba said. So that awareness will bring that capacity, strength. And then it's going to happen. So when Baba says fast effort means what? What fast you will do? Only fast is to be consistent in creating the awareness of our blessings. Night, day, morning, in dreams even. So combination of purity, combination of is with success, with past is past. So it was simple, Murli, as I said, very simple words. Some might say, what did Baba say? But if you really think deeply, that's ultimately, that's the final stage. So with Brahma, Baba, we, anything happen, 2 words Baba will say. Of course, drama, but he will say nothing new. Instantly. It happened, it happened. Before it takes over your mind, and your mind is in happenings more than in remembrance. So that holiness, that purity, as I said, is where you are clearing, you are cleaning everything from past. Mama used to tell us, one is to conquer vices, other is to burn all the past. All the past. Burn in the sense whatever traces are left of vices. Because vices, they leave us, but weaknesses are remain. So we don't have vices, but there are weaknesses. Like Mama used to say, when somebody is sick for a long time, then disease is cured, but weakness in the body is there. So creating awareness will bring that power, will increase your capacity, will make things happen the way, the right way or right things. So fast effort really means consistent nature of reminding yourself. Many times Sari Janaki used the word chit, no? She says, clean your chit. Chit is memory track. That means lot of subtle things just appear. Lot of very subtle, you know. So when I was sitting in Baba's remembrance, I was just saying that for world also, swadharma, myself religion. Because soul consciousness is not just I am a point of light. Soul consciousness also is I am peaceful, loveful, my swadharma. Soul consciousness also is my original home. Soul consciousness is also when I spin the knowledge of the cycle. Every different aspect of soul should be practiced. That's soul consciousness. So on one side, past is past, but also, what did I create? Just think of a relationship where there is nothing from the past. But what are we doing to create new relationship? Spiritual relationship, loveful relationship, relationship where we only share blessings. That's the quality of relationship. I remember when I was young, I did something which was not very right. So next morning I went and I told my parents, I'm sorry. They said, we would never want you to say sorry, because that's not what we want you to see, want you to be like that. And I was surprised. I said, why? I thought they should just say, very good. You at least said sorry. Because who would like you are in relationship somebody to be in sorrow or not feel good? True relationship means you want to see person happy, want to see person successful, you want to know. See, new relationship really is where we are sharing more blessings for each other. So when Baba says contact and purity in relationship means all the differences, they are normal. It's okay. What's wrong? You have different idea. I have different. This one has different. It's okay. What's wrong? To have different opinions. There's nothing wrong in that. But shouldn't be conflict. If we all were not different, I don't know what will happen. All same, right? We all have to be different. Each one is unique. So there is no conflict actually. Even for doing things, yes, different ideas. But for ideas, on the road you have so many cars, right? Different cars. But doesn't mean they hit each other because they are different. You have truck, you have SUV, you have van, you have cars, you have... In India they have bullock cart, they have bicycle, everything, even cows. Right? Everything goes on. How many cows come on the way when we drive in India? It's not we hit them, they hit us. No? Everyone has his own speed, own thinking. But what? No conflict. So purity brings this appreciation also of everything as it is. I don't have problem. If somebody says, I have problem with this one, I don't have problem. I don't have any conflict. So finally, the holiness brings this harmony. Holiness brings this harmony. Internal harmony, external harmony. Harmony with nature, harmony with everything. So awareness, power. Sometimes Brahmins forget there is so much power of purity in each one of us. Because it's so normal for us, so natural for us, that we don't think. But if in principle we have purity, but if there is total purity in our thoughts, in our attitude, and with this purity, anything you will do is not only successful, but also everything gets accomplished. It's very high quality purity. Brahmin's purity is purity of soul consciousness and remembrance of Baba. That's Brahmin purity. Others might leave vices, leave anger, leave this, that's okay. But the purity of soul consciousness, because we know about soul, others don't, so we call it purity of soul consciousness, purity of Baba's remembrance, that holiness. Right? You are thinking, churning, listening, writing. Anyone has any questions? Somebody was asking today. Anyone has any question? So think now in a different way, right? As I said, purity, that no past, no adulteration, success as becoming like Father, and then you will start thinking about Murli, and then when you return, you will have a new concept of everything. Yes, I am feeling now, I am becoming like Baba. That's like my success. As soon as thought you feel is validated, just filter it. No, that's past. I am thinking about this from past. Some people say, what about good experiences? But still it's past, you know. We have to be better, we have to improve, we have to do more. So that's called moving forward. Looking forward, moving forward. Otherwise, even if you do same thing, then moving forward. Moving forward means I cultivated something last week. When you cultivate something new, then you will do something which will be another step or moving forward. But if my cultivation hasn't improved, then there won't be change in efforts also. Okay. So it was very sweet, lovely Murli. Baba doesn't want us to do labor or struggle. But still he wants us to be the image. Knowledge is there, but to be embodiment, to be that image. Okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. As a mark of holy celebration, everyone will receive cake, toli, today. So please remain seated. Nirmala Ben and Mohini Ben is going to share the toli cake. Not the cake that was cut in front of Baba, but a separate one. But a cake. So don't miss out. Holi, toli.